The number of New South Wales police officers with criminal records has more than doubled over the last 5 years. Around one in 40 serving officers have committed criminal offences, some as serious as assault, drink driving, fraud, and the illegal use of guns. New South Wales Police says efforts to weed out those who've committed offences are sometimes thwarted by the Industrial Relations Commission, which frequently reinstates sacked cops. I asked the New South Wales Police Acting Commissioner David Hudson why so many more police with criminal records are still serving.
That's a result of being transparent in everything we do as an organisation and investigating matters. If there is a criminal allegation against a police officer, to investigate it to a criminal standard. There was a propensity previously to investigate matters on departmental levels and impose departmental sanctions. However, over the past 5 or 6 years, all matters where a criminal allegation has been made have been investigated to that level. If evidence is proven, those police are put before the courts.
So is transparency, while a good thing it's in itself, is that enough? Or do you think the community expectation is that officers out on the streets or possibly arresting citizens not have a criminal record themselves?
Well, I think there probably is that expectation by the community. However, I can assure them that each of those matters that you've referred to are assessed on their individual merits, and a decision made as to whether those individual police officers have lost their entitlement to be a police officer. That consideration is made by the commissioner directly, and a lot of information comes into that, obviously, as to whether it's an anomaly in normal behaviour, whether it's a matter that's sustainable if dismissal is the ultimate outcome for that conviction. Before the Industrial Relations Commission, we've had some instances where the commissioner has exercised his authority in dismissing officers, and they've been readmitted through appeal to the Industrial Relations Commission.
Is that a frustration for the commissioner, that the rate of people being reinstated by the Industrial Relations Commission, about half of all the officers that were sacked?
Look, advice is taken in relation to all matters from industrial relations specialists as to the viability of sustaining a dismissal in that environment. Sometimes it would be frustrating for the commissioner when he's exercised his delegation and seen it overturned. However, we can't obviously comment on court's determinations. That's a matter for them.
You're talking, it seems, about nearly every case being an offence committed while the officer was in the force. Is that right, or are some of these cases brought in when they're recruited?
Many of the offences do happen while police are serving, and they are at the lower level of the criminal spectrum. Approximately 75 are traffic matters or being charged with certain levels of alcohol in their blood whilst driving vehicles. You know, they are aberrations in normal behaviour, and we go to extreme lengths to examine all the circumstances before we make a decision in relation to their future with the New South Wales Police Force. As I said, there is a huge cost to the community of New South Wales in relation to training these officers, and whether one mistake curtails their career. In many instances it does, because of the level of criminality, but some of the lower levels of criminality, which the majority of these incidents are, the decision's made for them to remain in the police.
New South Wales Police Acting Commissioner David Hudson.